This ongoing series from Barry Historical Archive curator Deb Exel shows old photos from the collection and one from the present day, as well as the story behind them. St. Paul's Anglican Church, Doran Road, Midhurst. When pioneers were settling in and around the Barry area, many communities did not have an actual church. Worshippers met in homes until land could be secured and funds raised to build their meeting places. Oftentimes, ministers traveled from one rural church group to the next, conducting services. This was the case with the early St. Paul's Anglican Church in Midhurst. The Reverend S. B. Ardagh of Shanty Bay traveled by horse to Midhurst to conduct services. He also covered other parts of Vespera Township, as well as Oro, Issa, Innisfil, Medaunt, Sunnydale, Flows, Mono, Nottawasaga and St. Vincent Townships. Samuel Brown Ardagh was born in County Tipperary, Ireland in 1803, later moving to Shanty Bay with his wife, Martha, and their six children. He ministered at both St. Thomas's Church in Shanty Bay and Trinity Anglican Church in Barry. To know more about S.B. Ardagh's life, read on. The Little Anglican Congregation in Midhurst was formed in 1860 by Canon Edward Morgan of Barry. The people met in the Township Hall until their church was built. The hall, in the 1870s and 1880s, was a hub for the area's religious and social life. For a period of time, the township fairs were held at there as well. Garden and field produce were displayed in the hall while farmers exhibited their stock in the fairground park. It was also the site of annual grand balls, with plenty of dancing and drinking, as well the headquarters for what were often rowdy elections. The current structure, now the community center, was built in 1927. George Sneath donated the land for the Anglican church and construction started in 1881, completing in 1883. When the church became debt-free in 1901, the bishop was invited to consecrate the church during his first visit to the area. The church saw several milestones over the years. In June 1951, a twister ripped through the area, a fallen tree causing the only damage to the roof. The trees around the church were not so lucky. In 1956, an oil-fueled space heater replaced the wood stove that previously heated the church. And a new parish hall, constructed almost entirely with volunteer labor, was built in 1959. Children no longer had to meet in nearby homes for their Sunday school lessons. After more than 100 years, in 1987, the congregation had to move to larger premises in Midhurst. But their little white church, a reminder of their pioneer roots, still stands in the village of Midhurst.